This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 14th. God's word for you today is, what's next? Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 8, verse 36 to 38. And it says, as they rowed along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Everyone has a next step because growth requires movement. You have a next step in your business, in your career, and even in your spiritual life. Your next step could be to get baptized, or your next step could be to go through a spiritual growth class. Your next step could be to get counseling about that naughty situation that you need direction with. You need to take the next step. And guess what? The more you take your next step, the more you come into your own. The more you see who you are, the more you discover who you are in God. And the more you know who you are, the more you can bring yourself to the party, and the more value you can add to humanity, to your community. But until you take the next step and grow as a person, you never really come into your own. At best, you want to be like someone else. I saw a video once with the caption, Michael Jackson is still alive. They found him in Mexico. It was a video of someone who dressed like Michael Jackson in Mexico, and he goes around doing the moonwalk, wearing gloves and fighting people. The world does not need another Michael Jackson. The world needs you. But the problem is, if you are always trying to be someone else, then you keep bringing less of yourself to the room. If you are not taking your own next steps, you are not growing in your identity. If you are always trying to be like someone else, you bring less and less of yourself into the room. And the less of yourself that you bring, the less value you can really bring. So, the first thing is to secure your next step. And the second thing is to realize and embrace the fact that we are better together. None of us is as strong as all of us. None of us is as intelligent as all of us. None of us is as wise as all of us. None of us is as anointed as all of us. We are always, always better together. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 to 10 and 12 says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other to succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. I pray that you will not fall alone. God is saying that two are better than one. And guess what? Three are even better than two. And we can go on and on. You cannot do life alone. No one is designed to do life alone. You need a community. You cannot walk with God alone. In Christianity, there is nothing like one-man riot squad. No Rambo, no one-man army. It only exists in the movies. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me identify my next step and embrace the truth that we are better together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.